This is Antonio Gibson, and you are listening to Roster Watch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Roster Watch Nation, welcome back to the Epic Roster Watch Podcast brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Go to Underdog Fantasy today, use promo code ROSTER for a 100% deposit bonus up to $100 on Underdog. And we're going to be doing an Underdog draft today, a Best Ball Mania 3 draft with our good friend. You know him well from the radio show, from the podcast, from all the DFS stuff that he and I have done together over the years. He is The Siege at The Siege DFS. Misspelled on purpose, I would imagine. CJ Kaltenbach. Siege, what the hell's going on, brother?
Not much, as I was telling you pre-show. Life's good right now. You know, this is the Celtics world we're living in. So it's been a good few weeks for me.
What's the work situation for you right now? What are you doing? What do you have going on? Are you doing mainly? Are you just doing a bunch of NBA props and grinding that stuff?
Basically, it's just been, you know, NBA props has been some of it, but a lot of it's MLB DFS, MLB betting, and then, you know, the DFS content's always the same. But yeah, no, and just watching my Celtics, you know, I've got some big futures on the Celtics, so it's been kind of nice.
What was that you're saying? It's like 55-1 you got back in February for the Celtics, like, dude.
Yeah, to win the title. Yeah, and it actually would have been 60-1, except I decided to sleep on it the night before. I was like, yeah, let me just go to sleep. Like, it was the Celtics had just destroyed the Nuggets. I was like, oh, I shouldn't bet emotionally. Let me just go to sleep. And I woke up, they were 55-1. I was like, fuck, let me do this now before I already missed the best of the number. Like, let's not do this anymore. Let's not wait anymore.
All right. So we're still waiting on, it looks like we're, you know, five people to join this thing. I'm sure people will be coming into the stream and the chat and stuff. Certainly, if you have suggestions or want to talk any smack or anything like that, you can let us know. But just kind of while we're getting started here, everybody knows what best ball is. If you don't, it's a fantasy football league where you can draft right now. And in this Best Ball Mania tournament, they're giving out, what, $3 million prizes, one for the high season score, $1 million for second place, and $2 million for first place. So in best ball, of course, you don't have to set your rosters. You don't have to, there's no trades. There's no in-season management. It's super easy. It's a great way to get reps, getting ready for your redraft leagues, but it's also a way, you know, this Best Ball Mania 3, it's a $25 entry, but, you know, it's a chance to win $2 million. So it's a really cool deal. The thing is, though, and the reason I was so interested to bring Siege on was because, you know, we have the cheat sheets at rosterwatch.com that, you know, you can be using for this stuff. But on the sheets, it's not exactly like the redraft cheat sheets where, you know, we tell you to follow the instructions exactly perfectly to guarantee the expert quality draft. Just because these drafts are different, this is a different style of kind of drafting. You need to think about it a little bit more like kind of like a DFS tournament a little bit. And that's why I wanted to bring Siege on, who's such a tournament mind, who's helped pulled me out of my what would you say, Siege? My kind of chalk-brained, always want to do the optimal thing, kind of like.
Yeah, chalk brain was good. That chalk brain's where my brain went as well.
Yeah, you know, I like to always put together the optimal roster, and I like everything to fall into place nicely, and I like it to all look real good. And Siege has always been a guy that says, "Well, you know, stuff doesn't always go that way, and when it doesn't go that way, you want to be the one that profits from it." Is there any particular strategy that you take for these big tournaments that's different from, I mean, do you even play the, like, the 6-man, 12-man kind of tournaments? Do you even play those things, or is it mainly like the 6 and 12-man kind of cash game deals, or for you, is it just kind of these tournaments?
Cash games. Good joke. No, for me, it's all the tournaments, right? I mean, they've got, like, this one was $25. They got the puppy, which is a $5, and it's already, like, 25% filled.
I was looking at it just now and I didn't look how filled it was, but the little bar on the bottom looked like it was probably closer to like 40% filled or something like that.
Yeah, so like, I actually probably need to like sit down and 34%.
Yeah. So it's
like,
it's,
I only have like six puppies. Let's see. What, how many puppies do I have? Five. I've got five puppies. Yeah, that's a problem. Like I need to get like I need 145 more. So I'm gonna have to get more.
What if you had 145 actual puppies?
Jesus Christ.
that could be hard to manage. But these, do you think about this stuff with whenever you're putting these teams together? Obviously, we'll get our pick here. We'll put this team together. If we ship this thing, we'll be chopping it up together. But
let's be honest, I'm going to let your wife is going to figure it out. We're going to Vegas.
No, perfect. Well, we can do that too. we can chop it up and go do that to celebrate for sure. Is it just specific to how it falls to you, or do you go into these things thinking like, I'm going to be unique, I'm going to go ahead and reach here in the first round for some second round player right now because that's going to make my roster different? Do you like these strategies? I know we talked about the week 17 stacking, the team stacking, stuff like that. Are those all things you take into consideration or any of them more important to you?
Yeah, I think the stacking definitely is important. This year, I think the biggest change, like if you've played this Mania 1 and 2, is that the finals are way bigger. So this year, the final is 470 teams. In the past, it was like 100. And so being unique is now more important than ever. So you have to really think about that. So, for example, last night, I actually drew the 1.01, right? I took Jonathan Taylor like everybody else does. And then when I came around, I took another wide receiver, and I took Michael Pittman. I made a little bit of a reach. He goes like right around normally mid to late second. And I took him at the turn knowing that I wanted to build a cold stack that no one else has built, right? So, like, no one's really taking Pittman at the turn. And so I knew that my stack was going to be unique, right? Like, no one's going to have the Matt Ryan, Taylor, Cups – or not Cup, Pittman stack, right? Because it's just not how it naturally falls. So that's kind of, like, an example of just, like, I'm correlating – but I am like kind of being contrarian at the same time.
You like having Michael Pittman on the same team as JT?
Well, it's just a stack, right? You know, like if they score, you know, 40 points, right? Like I'm going to have all of it.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard, what do you think about Frank Reich saying that Nyheim Hines is the guy that you got
to get? I mean, I agree with him, but I'm not taking anybody else at one. Like, I actually don't think Jonathan Taylor is going to be as good as he was last year, but I am taking him at one. Like, I am not taking him at 1.1.
What do you think about just like right here at the very top? Like we said, we don't know when we're going to be picking, but let's say we get pick 4 or 5. That's one that I've been kind of torn between Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Do you have any thought? It's not close for me.
Well, why is it? I'm kind of interested because I've been flirting with the idea of flip flop. We have a Chase and then Jefferson on the cheat sheet. I've been flirting with flipping those guys. The more and more I sort of think about how like the Rams influence on the Vikings and what that could mean for a guy like Justin Jefferson, if he gets that kind of Cooper Kupp like volume, is that sort of what you're thinking about? Or I mean, is it Thielen's going to die kind of thing? Or like what is your thesis for Justin Jefferson over Ja'Marr?
I mean, I think Justin Jefferson, like if there's no offensive improvement, right, he is going to be exactly a mid-first-round receiver, which is where he's going. What if the offense improves 10%? Right? If the offense improves 10%, like, he's already where Cooper Kupp was in his historic season. And by the way, the Rams already won their Super Bowl. Like, they don't need to run him into the ground like that during the regular season again. I just think that Justin Jefferson's a better player than Cooper Kupp. And if the gap between the offenses is going to be smaller this year, like I actually am flirting with moving Justin Jefferson over Cooper Kupp.
Oh.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, even
I haven't done it yet, but I think I will like come higher stakes draft season.
Well, and again, that's another way. I guess you can get a little bit unique that way, but that's not even a take to really get unique because when you think about it, you know, if you're taking one of these guys generally goes at 3 and then the other one generally goes at, you know, 4 or 5. So oftentimes you'll get the same guys coming back again at the very end of the second round. You know, it'll be the same mix of dudes there. That's not a take. That's like a, harebrained, you know, tournament kind of take. That's just a take where you generally think in a vacuum that you like Jefferson better.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those too. Like, I think the first round mid to late tier running backs are all kind of just blah, other than Dalvin Cook. Like, I'm out on Derrick Henry. I'm out on, like, even Eckler, I'm just kind of like blah.
are you just bored with Eckler? Why are you out on him? I mean, what's changed for him?
They keep trying to draft running backs. Like, they're trying to tell me they don't want to give him that workload again. Like, last year, just like everybody just kept getting hurt that wasn't named Austin Eckler, so Austin Eckler had no choice but to play. And then they keep adding guys. Like, they are desperately trying to tell me, like, we don't want to give him this workload again.
Are you taking – you mentioned Dalvin earlier. You said you like him.
I do like him. He's the one guy in that back end of the first round that I like. Again, it's just all the same reasons, right? Like, why can't he just be 15% better?
Well, I was talking about this with Trash Man, and he didn't want me to do it, but I got Dalvin up over Najee Harris. Do you have Dalvin over Najee?
Yes, I have him over Derrick Henry and Austin Eckler as well.
Okay, so
I'm really just kind of buying what the Vikings are going to be this year. Division defense is not great. Like, even the Packers took a step back. The Dome, like, their offensive talent is pretty damn good. Like, as much as we complain about Kirk Cousins, like, he kind of just had shitty offensive coordinators his whole career, other than the Kyle Shanahan years. So it's kind of like, why can't they just be better?
What do you think that – as far as guys who, you know, could be in situations where they could be better. One guy that I've noticed, it looks like we're probably a little bit lower on than a lot of people that I haven't been getting at all, is AJ Brown. I haven't talked to you at all since the draft. What did you like? What did you think about that whole situation, that trade, Like, I haven't talked to you about it. Like, what do you think about the whole Treylon Burks thing and AJ Brown to the Philly, the whole fallout from that trade?
I kind of think both sides are losers. Like, I don't think that Treylon Burks is good enough to obviously fit in for AJ Brown, but I absolutely hate AJ Brown and the Eagles. Like, I just think it's a horrible fit, especially with, like, I think just your offense with Hurts is going to be capped in the passing game, and you can keep trying to uncap it all you want, but you're just still going to be kind of limited with him. It's a tough division with defenses. Like, the Giants are going to be better. The Commanders, excuse me, are good.
The Football Commanders?
Yeah, I just like, no, that's not that name. It's not that name. It's this one. Mm. So I just don't really like the spot. Like, there's just so many touchdowns to go around. I'm not drafting AJ Brown at that point. Like, there was one spot I think I ended up just trying it out. And then, like, halfway through the draft, I was like, I hate this team. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. No, they're these guys that I, you know, it's whenever I get down to that kind of area, I consider AJ Brown, you know, I consider him as like in a tier with more of like the, maybe like the T Higgins is. I mean, you mentioned Michael Pittman.
I like T Higgins personally.
Well, I mean, but here's the deal. If we love T Higgins so much, we love Jamar Chase so much, and we love all these other guys so much, why isn't Burrow going a little bit higher? And if so, like, I mean, do we not worry at all that both, you know, that both those guys are just, you know, Jamar Chase and T Higgins are just both so good? I mean, I guess in best ball, you don't have to worry about the week to week nature of it with who to start and who could go off and who might not. But with T is just, I mean, why is it then that, you know, if both those guys are going to go so bananas to where we're talking about both of them as being basically top 10 guys, how is Joe Burrow not, you know, a consensus top 5 quarterback?
Just because he has no rushing. Right. He just has, like, no rushing at all. It's basically the argument for against him. I'm a little bit lower on Chase than some. Like, I don't mind him. I just – a lot of his production came out of those two superstar weeks, and it's like, is he really going to do that every single season? Like, if he doesn't have that, what was that, week 17 or 16 game, like, he's probably a second-round receiver right now. And so it's like, we are literally paying a full-round premium for 1 week. I don't know. I struggle with that.
Do you ever go into one of these? And we're still waiting on these last two slow poke.
I think it's just filled.
Okay.
I think.
So we'll see what happens. Let's see. I'll go over to it. Oh, it did just fill. I guess it's the – it still says – okay, so it did just fill. I guess I was just – the stream was a little bit behind. All right, so where are we picking? We're picking at the 108, Siege. Who do we have in here? We got Gordo in here.
This is the spot where I start normally going off the rails. It's kind of a rough spot.
We got Winky Christ, Renegade. We got Gordo, Gurus, DJ Sabers, Death from Zesky, Hype Machine, which is me, Jay Liss, C Wade. So good to be drafting with all you guys. And we'll see what we do here. C Wade is on the clock at the 101. This thing's going to go, John. I'm going to be using the cheat sheet here for
I'm reference. I'm talking about Cooper Kupp going number two. I will bet you any amount of money you want on the planet.
You don't think that McCaffrey went one.
I'm telling you, let me rephrase that. Kupp was going to go two.
I was going to say, can I
still think of it? He still might.
Can I still
He's going to use some clock now. He's one of the biggest Kupp fans I know.
Really?
No, yeah. Okay. Oh, so yeah, he had no choice.
So you had inside info there. Okay.
Yeah, Winky's a good guy. I like Winky, but I he's a huge Cooper Kupp guy. But I think once Taylor went to two, he had no choice.
Yeah, so Winky took Taylor at the 1.02. We got Renegade went with Cooper Kupp at the 1.03. So chalk so far. Well, I'll be interested here. We'll see if Gordo's on Team Siege with the Justin Jefferson. Looks like he's a Jamar Chase guy. I'll bet you Jefferson goes next.
Jefferson will go, and then
what if Derrick? It's going to be a Derrick Henry, Austin Eckler kind of decision for us.
No, just take Diggs or Cook. Like, I'm so out on Eckler and Henry. Out.
Well, this is like we said. This is not a draft cheat sheet team. This is a team where I'll be telling you what the cheat sheet would do, but Siege and I are going to make these decisions separately. And also, man, if you're using the cheat sheet, the instructions on the top tell you that there are some times where you can reach. You know, there are things that we want you to do to be able to get the right stacks, to be able to get the right correlations and stuff like that. So going through this will be a good exercise to kind of tell you how to use it as a basis, but then how to maybe swerve off it should you need to. Right now, it looks like we are one pick away. Najee Harris just went after Justin Jefferson. That's early for him. We have Eckler going next. The cheat sheet right now would tell you to
Diggs or Cook for me.
The cheat sheet right now would tell you to be choosing between Diggs and Derrick Henry. It would have Dalvin Cook next. But for some reason, man, I feel like we can make this a Dalvin Cook team, Siege, if you're that into him this year. I'm kind of into him this year. Do you want to go Diggs and just see who falls to us as far as receivers, as far as running backs later?
Yeah, kind of, because I kind of like that tier right now of running backs. Like, that's kind of how I've been exploring these. Okay. Is I really think that round 4 through 7 tier, which is just getting absolutely obliterated on Twitter.com.
Well, because of the whole running back
zone, the RB dead zone from last year, I'm just not buying that it's very good. It looks pretty live to me.
There are some good ones, man. When you look at it, I mean, David Montgomery, Breece Hall, Travis
Etienne. Well, I mean, you know how I hate Breece Hall, but David Montgomery, Travis Etienne.
Derrick Henry. Yeah, Derrick Henry. God, Dalvin sure did fall.
Joe Mixon at 1.09 with his playoff schedule is just
Dalvin way too much for my Lamb board. Lamb. So Dalvin went. CeeDee Lamb went. Davante Adams went. Boy, man, I mean, it would be cool if Leonard Fournette. I mean, are you into Leonard Fournette this year, Siege?
Not really. I'm more in the Javonte Williams camp. Like, I know that people are just like, oh, Melvin Gordon's back, but like Melvin Gordon was there last year.
Oh, God, dude,
who's at the top? Who's
available? I mean, it should be Leonard Fournette or Joe Mixon is who we should take here.
Joe Mixon's long gone. He went in the first round.
Oh, Mixon. Leonard Fournette, Mike Evans, Aaron Jones.
For me, it's Mark Andrews, Mike Evans, or –
Mike Evans it is. Let's start with two wide receivers.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, Jesus.
So you're not on Team Mark Andrews?
No.
Okay. No.
I mean, I am, but I can't do it right. I can't do it right there. We haven't priced in to go like 7 to 8 spots later. I mean, I guess maybe is he going to go soon? I mean, he might.
Oh, go yeah, soon. He'll go. Like that's where he goes. It's like that.
Mark Andrews just went. Yeah,
that's where he goes. It's like in that early to mid second.
I can't take Mark Andrews before I take.
I haven't yet. To be honest,
Aaron Jones or you know,
I'm not. Aaron Jones is fine. I just love this kind of like. For me, like when I get to like the 40s and 50s, I like all the running backs, and I just think the wide receivers are just kind of like blah. Like there's a couple I like, but the problem is like those are the ones that keep getting jumped, and it's always like, Breece Hall, and it's just like, you know how I hate Breece Hall.
Right. You're just gonna hang on to that, aren't you?
Yeah, all the way through. He's not that.
Are you into Saquon Barkley? He's been falling a little bit. It feels
like I've never been a Saquon guy. This is kind of like the first year that like I actually
kind of into it. Yeah, man, where he's falling right now, and with the
offense is gonna be better. I just don't know if Daniel Jones is good enough to get it out of him. But like, at least you're paying the right price now. Like, you'd always go in the for 1-2 trying to like, no, pass.
There goes T. Higgins. Siege. I what are the chances that any of these running backs like the – so Saquon's is not going to fall. But what are the chances like a Javonte or a
– Javonte's falling sometimes. Javonte's falling sometimes. But if we end up taking – oh, that's right. Wicky's in this draft. He was never falling.
There goes Javonte.
Yeah, I forgot Wicky in this draft. Yeah, there's no chance he was falling. So who's our top guys right now, just so we can start?
I have guys like Nick Chubb, James Conner, Michael Pittman. I'm looking at my sheet. I'm not necessarily at the queue. But the top of the queue is AJ Brown, Keenan Allen, James Conner. I think is Nick Chubb's already been taken, right?
Oh yeah, just one.
Okay, so I missed. Okay, so Chubb's taken. What about Zeke?
I don't know.
They're saying he was so hurt last year. I think this team starting out with Stephon Diggs and Mike Evans and getting
Zeke. I think you can really wait on Zeke. He's not going until like the fourth round.
All right, we'll see what happens. We'll see. Shit, there goes Connor. And after that, yeah. Well, I mean, if we do that, we're really going to be fucking.
I'm not worried about running backs. I'm really not.
Okay. Well, we'll
like, see. I don't mind taking Keenan Allen here. I don't mind taking Kyle Pitts here. I don't mind taking Pittman. I don't mind taking DJ Moore.
I think I would be. I think that if Zeke is not, I mean, it would be a Zeke or Michael Pittman choice here if the cheat sheet were to, if we're going with the cheat sheet. So what do you say?
I'm worried that you're going to be like, get us in the shitty tight end land here.
We're not going to get in shitty tight end land because we're going to be able to get like David Njoku and some of these guys later.
Yeah, but like those, they don't have ceilings to win you this $2 million in the finals. That's what worried about.
You want to take Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I really do. He's right there at the top. You don't need to search him.
All right.
What I think the biggest flaw in these things are people are like, yeah, I can take David Njoku. And it's like, okay. You need David Njoku to crush in weeks 15, 16, and 17. Like, he might get you one, but you need 3 weeks of elite tight end production to win this money.
Okay.
And, like, yeah, maybe you can't hit the right combination of, you know, value tight end that goes off in 15 and the one that goes off in 16 and the one that goes off in 17. But I've always just found that my best teams are the ones with that elite tight end production. So I always try to get one of the top five.
Patrick Mahomes and Michael Pittman still on the board. We pick in five picks each. Could I even interest you in Zeke if he fell to us in the middle of the fourth?
I mean, it depends what the wide receivers on the board are, to be honest. You have to just hit the X button off of Pitts and let's just see what our options are.
All right. Let's see what we got here.
Like, I would want DJ Moore over him. I probably would want Deontay Johnson over him.
Jesus Christ! Are you kidding me, Siege? You're gonna kill me. We got it.
We'll be fine.
We gotta get Zeke if he falls. Let's see.
Why? He's always hurt.
Because you're such a Tony Pollard stan.
I am a Tony Pollard stan, but the problem is he was so good in the playoffs. I actually think they realized it for once this time.
Did somebody already take Mike Williams? Did I miss him too?
Oh yeah, he went at the 2-3 turn.
Okay,
he went before Keenan Allen.
So we're talking guys like Amari Cooper and Jalen Waddle and stuff. I think we take Zeke if he's falling.
I mean, to me, it's Deontay Johnson or DK Metcalf. I don't take Zeke. I would rather just wait for David Montgomery.
I don't start out with a Kyle Pitts 2 wide receiver thing. Why don't we get a blend of both of our styles, man? We get our one
Zeke. Why are you so opposed to a wide receiver here?
Because all it's going to be is a Deontay Johnson or like a Metcalf or an Amari Cooper or something.
That's a really good player.
All right, so it's not even going to be Deontay.
See,
we're on the clock.
You really want Zeke?
Let's just take Zeke. Let's take Zeke. Let's feel sick.
I don't want to feel safe.
Let's feel sick. He's going to score. He could score 15 touchdowns.
All right, fine.
All right, let's take Zeke.
That's fine. I guess I'll have some exposure to Zeke this season.
There you go. Just a little bit of exposure. Look at that. Look how well rounded.
Over fucking Jerry, Judy, Sutton, Allen Robinson. I'm sick. I'm legitimately sick.
What do you mean? It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. See,
Now we're gonna not be able to take David Montgomery and ETN. I'm gonna be sick.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not. You can't take three running backs that early.
Of course you can. And then just not take any more.
No.
These guys are taking Allen Robinson. They're taking Amari Cooper.
Those are good players.
DK Metcalf and Sutton. One of these guys is going to fall. Brandon Cooks.
Wide receivers never fall in this, ever. Running backs fall all the time.
You're going to get your boy Drake London, and then we can just take Mariota later.
If we took Zeke and Drake London over fucking Metcalf and Montgomery, we suck.
We're not going to do that.
Watch. All the receivers off the board, and the running backs are going to be there. It happens every time.
Let's see. We'll see.
Just watch. It's going to be all orange. Just orange, 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 orange.
Well, for the people who aren't watching this later, after we get off here on YouTube, he means the various
orange color is where the wide receiver color. Yeah. Sorry.
Hold on. Did Gabriel Davis just go? Jesus Christ. That's a little early.
That's even rich for Gabriel Davis. Like, he normally goes in the early fifth.
There goes David Montgomery.
That's really early for him.
At the 4:10, he did go early. I mean, it's looking like – I mean, it's eight more picks to us. Terry McLaurin goes.
That whole tier of wide receivers is going to go. So, like, we're going to just, like, what's below Lamar Jackson?
Okay,
none of those receivers are falling. Like, DK's not falling, Judy's not falling, Sutton's not falling. So it's like Godwin.
What about Brandon Cooks?
I don't mind Brandon Cooks. I would rather take ETN. I was completely off ETN until like a week ago, and I realized that like he is going to be a third rounder in 2 months.
You saw the clip of him catching the football from Trevor.
No, you know what it was? It was actually the night before that, before any of we had any updates, I was in a higher stakes draft with one of the players I most respect in the industry. And he took him over like Montgomery and JK. And I did I was sitting right here at this desk doing this in the office, and I was like, what?
Yo,
he did what? I was talking to him after the fact. He's like, watch. And the next day, like, you see ETN running around catching the ball. And I was like, well, if the foot's not a problem, like, I'm sorry, but James Robinson's coming off an Achilles and Snoop Connor's not that good.
Oh, my God. Eli Mitchell just went before ETN, before Dobbins, before Gibson, before Jacobs, before any of these guys.
What's really going to be interesting is if
Burrow goes before Lamar Jackson and Kyler.
I'm going to be sick if we have to choose between ETN and one of these good receivers.
What about DK Metcalf?
I know. That's what I was just worried about. Like, I love ETN, but I don't know if I can take him over Metcalf or Judy.
In best ball?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do
that. Oh, I could take ETN. Let's take ETN over Judy if it comes to that, right?
Are you just out on the Broncos? Sounds like you're just straight out.
Oh, no, I'm not necessarily out on the Broncos. Fuck, man. That whole
division to me is just going to be shootouts.
This guy auto-drafted DK Metcalf, and we're up. Jerry Judy just goes.
Yeah, it's so Travis Etienne.
It's not Travis Etienne. Okay, perfect. He's right here at the top of the queue.
Yep.
All right. So, dude, our running backs are going to be good, and we have a great start at wide receiver.
We are way behind at wide receiver. Way behind.
Stephon Diggs and Mike Evans?
Way behind. We need like four more good receivers, and we're not going to get them.
How do you know? Well, we could.
Done like 20 of these. I know how it goes.
We've all done it.
I'm just telling you. See, the problem is I want to take Gibson, and we can't because we've already got two fucking backs, and it's
It all comes back to the Zeke thing. You just really hated. Like,
I hated the Zeke thing. It's just like we could have ETN. We could have had an elite receiver where we took Zeke, and we could add ETN and Gibson.
What about Juju?
I don't really. Juju just
what?
I don't know. He's just kind of like blah. I know the offense is good, but I don't know. I feel like you're paying the premium Kansas City price there. Like you are paying through the. It's like the Marquise Brown price, which I just feel is obscene right now. Like.
Marquise Brown's price is certainly going up, especially with the thing I don't understand is this Chris Godwin stuff. I mean, he's falling a little bit now, like 5'11", but that just feels like it should have kind of always been like that. see, when it comes back around to us, I mean, Gibson's going to be in play. Juju will be in play. I mean, who? What about Elijah Moore or like Rashad Bateman?
I'm not taking Bateman or Elijah Moore over Gibson. I don't even care if it's a terrible team contract.
What about Drake London or Treylon Burks?
What changed with Antonio Gibson's situation from last year when he went at the 1-2 turn? Brian Robinson?
You were a college guy. And J.D. McKissick is going to be
right
healthy.
Now. What?
Well, and then J.D. McKissick is presumed to be, you know, healthy. And
he was healthy last year.
And he's he got hurt down the stretch.
I meant like preseason last year when Gibson was going at the 1-2 turn. McKissick was there, and they wouldn't stop talking about that kid out of TCU whose name is escaping me right now.
What?
They had three guys that they said they were going to rotate in last year. Gibson was going at the first, second round turn. I can't think of the kid from TCU right now.
The kid from TCU. I should know who that is. But I can't think of it right now either.
I got to hold the Commanders.
It wasn't Shea Wo-Alanalua, was it?
No.
He's a Cowboy. Josh Jacobs goes off the board. So
we'll take Gibson.
We'll deal with
that construction later. It is Jarrett Patterson. Jarrett Patterson.
Jarrett Patterson went to Buffalo.
I thought he went to PCU.
No.
Oh, you're right. He went to Buffalo. My bad. But like he went at the first second round turn and they drafted Brian Robinson in the third round. Now, Alex, you are a
draft guy.
Brian Robinson is not good.
I don't think he's good. But I just think they might think he's good. They might give him. I mean, he's better than Peyton Barber.
Okay, sweet. What if Brian Robinson takes the Peyton Barber role? Gibson ends up with like 220 fantasy points. Like that's a third or fourth round player, and we're getting him in the 6-5. He's dropped five rounds because they drafted Brian Robinson.
Yeah,
and insane.
They are also saying, God, people are just out on Elijah Moore, man. Are you seem like you're out on Elijah Moore.
I'm kind of out on the Jets.
Amon Ross St. Brown goes. Devontae Smith goes. Cordarrelle Patterson and Drake London go.
You're never any of the good value wide receivers are just never getting past Winkie. Just they're not getting past Winkie. Don't even bother. We're just not going to get wide receiver value coming back from that direction. It's not happening.
If Elijah Moore falls, we got to take him.
He's not going to come back.
Yeah, he's not. They're
I told you, like we're not getting any wide receiver value from that. When we are going back to the front of the draft, there's no wide receiver value that's going to come back to us every time. No way.
What, are we going to take Treylon Burks if he's still available?
I personally have Thielen over Burks for the same reason that I am high on Justin Jefferson.
You take but Burks could be just Burks could be a superstar.
I don't think he can be.
Guy
couldn't even make it through a practice without needing an inhaler.
So we're getting to a spot where we'd be looking at guys like Thielen, maybe DeAndre Hopkins.
I would rather take Ayuk over
Sky Moore.
I don't mind Ayuk. And just kind of be like, maybe we'll go ahead and stack him with Trey Lance.
What if Sky Moore is here? What if DeAndre Hopkins is here? TJ Hawkinson?
I think Hopkins is gone, isn't he?
He is.
I think so.
Shit. Maybe.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, shit. He's already gone. Okay. So Hopkins is gone. Thielen. I mean, what about a quarterback here? What about Dak? Is Dak still available?
We are way behind at wide receiver. We can't worry about quarterback. We've got to get more wide receivers like now.
Okay. Well, what about Sky Moore? I'm fine with Thielen.
I think Thielen just went. So I don't mind Ayuk. I don't mind Sky Moore. I have Ayuk over Sky Moore by a significant amount. But if you want to do Sky, like.
All right. Hey, just say rock, paper, scissors, and then just say one of the two. Rock, paper, scissors, rock. I don't want to take Ayuk, man.
Take Ayuk. Let's do it. Come on.
I would never do this, but I'll do it for you since we took Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, so Brandon Ayuk is
going. What happened to the trade Debo? He's going to have like 1,900 targets.
Well, if they trade Debo, they're not going to trade him, though.
Probably not, but They're also not going to do the running back thing with him again. They're going to sign him to a contract. They're not going to do that to him again. So, like, he won't be the only guy out there. He'll be way more open this year.
If Sky Moore falls back around to us, we could consider him. And what about? I guess we don't go second tight end yet. No,
we don't have to worry about that. We can definitely. I am aggressive with my second tight end, so we can only have to take two. But we don't have to be this aggressive. Can you just scroll up to the top for me? Queue.
Yeah, sorry, man.
That's okay. I don't mind Brady, but I don't think it's a good fit here.
There goes Sky.
Scott would have been a good fit. I don't mind Lockett. If it's Smith, we're screwed, but I don't mind that.
There goes Dak anyway, so I'm not going to be able to talk you into Dak.
Yeah, I would have been okay with Dak. I think this is kind of like we should take one of these wide receivers in this next group.
Did somebody Did somebody already take AJ Dillon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. He went like a couple rounds ago. He goes really early.
I've never seen him go that early.
Okay. Yeah, that's where he goes. It's always too high for my taste.
So there goes Pollard. So, I mean, what do you think? Like Lockett? I mean,
he's going to have – Kirk, I don't mind necessarily any of them. Who's below Stafford?
What about Christian Watson or Chris Olave?
Honestly, I would just rather take Trey Lance first. I'd rather leap Trey a few picks and just get us.
Hey, I'm fine with taking Trey Lance right now.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's just get our stack locked in.
Okay, I like that. Let's take Trey Lance.
It's not that much of a reach. It's only like a few picks. And he's not getting by Winky, so we won't get him. If we wanted him, we had to take him there.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. And we also have that stack now because –
Yeah, we've got the stack. And that way we don't have to worry about necessarily stacking our secondary guy. Ideally would like to, but it's not like life or death.
Okay. So there goes Stafford. As far as the top running backs available on the cheat sheet,
we don't have to worry about running backs. We've got three really good ones. We're not going to take one for a hot man.
Yeah, okay. As far as these guys, I mean, Lockett is still out there. Olave is still –
I love Damian Harris. Like, he's a target in some builds. Like, if we didn't have Zeke, for example, like, he would have been a target there for me because I just don't think – understand the Robert Stevens – I don't understand the Stevenson love, and I know you're with me on that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
So that's why I just don't take Zeke. Like, Damian Harris is probably, like, 75% of Zeke, and he goes, like – four rounds later.
Did you not like Chris Olave as a prospect? And are you like that confident in Michael Thomas? It's like,
my problem is that Michael Thomas is bad. That offense is going to be horrible.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
let's be honest. Kamara's missing some games. We don't know how many, but he's missing some games.
Dawson Knox has been, I usually don't see him go ahead of Dallas Goedert.
That's how I have it ranked personally.
You have Knox ahead of Goddard?
I do. So, but I don't see it that way. I don't see it ever go that way. But yeah. I do have it ranked that way. It's not like a huge gap, but again, I'm just kind of out on Philly unless your name's Miles Sanders.
You're into Miles Sanders this year?
I mean, just this price. He's going like in the 7th, 8th round. It's just so late.
Christian Kirk is now off the board here. It's looking like probably we have 8 more picks to us. The wide receivers are going to be available to – I mean, Damian Harris might
– That's what I'm saying. Running backs fall. Like, you're going to be kicking yourself for taking Zeke at some point. You'll be like, wow, why did we do that?
Garrett Wilson, Kadarius Toney, Russell Gage.
Like, Kenneth Walker might make it back to us, and we can't take him. Like, can't take him.
Yeah. I don't think I would be – I don't think I would be taking him just yet anyway. Russell Gage.
I mean, it's like 10 – it's like 15 picks after ADP. We've been tempted. But, yeah, we can't do it.
Zach Ertz just goes off the board. Zach Ertz.
That's a little rich for my blood.
What do you seriously think about any of the rookies? Chris Olave, Christian Watson, Garrett Wilson, all those guys.
The whole Christian Watson's dropping the ball thing, like, I'm so sick of it. Didn't we do this last year with Jamar Chase? We didn't learn our lesson.
Oh God, dude! I'm not the least bit worried about Christian Watson dropping the football.
I'm not either. So it's like. It's like we're really weird. Like, people were like, oh, he had some drops in college. And I'm just like,
Deshaun Watson.
Find me a college receiver on tape that didn't have drops.
Yeah. I mean,
Jamar Chase, by the way.
Nobody talks about Garrett Wilson.
Because he dropped the ball a couple times.
Garrett Wilson had 5 drops last year. Well, I don't know why people don't talk about that. Rashad Penny goes, Deshaun Watson goes, Kadarius Toney goes. So Olave and Christian Watson are still out there, I think, based on what I
have a preference, but I don't want to say it till we're on the clock.
All right, because you don't want me to be able to get – so there goes Garrett Wilson.
By the way, just imagine if we hadn't taken freaking Zeke. We'd have our options right now.
There goes Chris Olave.
We could take Damian Harris at 104, but we can't do that because we had to take fucking – Zeke. Let's take Christian Watson or Robert Woods. I like Robert Woods too. I don't mind either.
Let's take Christian Watson. Okay. Let's go for the upside. That
exhibit A of why you do not take Zeke where we took Zeke is like we could have had Damian Harris in the ninth round.
Had I have known that we were going to get ATN and that Gibson was going to fall.
They always fall. Look, we got them at their ADPs. We didn't do anything special. That's where they go.
Zeke, ETN, Gibson. Are you really that worried about Stephon Diggs, Mike Evans, Brandon Ayuk, Christian?
We needed more volume. It's not a matter of more. We needed one more guy. I just think if we had gotten a fourth round receiver and Harris, we're better off than Zeke and Christian Watson.
Yeah. Damian Harris might fall back. And I don't know if you'll be interested.
No, we can't take him. We can't take him. We got
if
three
he falls back, we should. We
can't take him. We can't take him.
There he goes anyway.
What someone about, just got a huge steal. Good job, Jayless. Huge steal.
Did Clyde already went, right?
Who?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Did he not go?
Oh, yeah. He went in the eighth, I think.
Okay. I keep missing these guys because we're having to do the stream and I'm having to click off the cheat sheet. Let's see. So now we – oh, shit. Well, okay, so only three more picks to us. Devin Singletary goes off the board.
I mean, this is pretty simple. We're taking who's ever left of Robert Woods, Claypool, and Boyd.
Okay, Claypool, Boyd. So who do you like better between Boyd and Claypool? Or do you like Woods better than all those guys?
I love Woods, but I don't think we're going to get him. Okay. I think Woods is the most underrated player in the entire site right now.
Well, if you think that, then we need to get him.
I don't think we're going to get him. I wanted him – I would have taken him over Watson. That's where I have him ranked. I have him ranked above that too. I understand. I think he's going to be the Tennessee Titans number one. I don't understand why everyone's treating Treylon Burks like number one.
He looks healthy. Did you see the video of him today running the cones?
No, but he's – his injury was forever ago. He's always been so good. Why is he being treated like scrub? Robert Woods. We're taking Robert Woods.
So Tyler Boyd's off. Let's go Robert Woods. And I'm going to make a note, actually. I'm going to get Robert Woods moved up here make a note for Robert Woods here on the cheat sheet. I'm going to bump up Robert Woods.
So what are our bye looks for our receivers look, just so I have a general clue?
So we have 7, 11, 9, 14, and 6. So
actually, beautiful. We have no overlapping buys. That's really good for me. Normally, I have a week 14 problem.
Because you're drafting all those Colts you were telling me about.
It's not even necessarily the Colts. It's Gibson, and I always have week 14 problems.
Yeah. If you're in on the Lazard, the Christian Watson, the Green Bay's another one, Aaron Jones.
Yeah, it's the Colts, the Saints – or another one. Atlanta is one. So I have a
Kyle Pitts. You got a lot of Pitts.
So yeah, it's kind of like a real problem.
So now we're getting into the spots where, are we gonna start thinking about a second quarterback or a second tight end? What do you think about if I
personally okay waiting a little bit longer on second tight end? Is Mike Gesicki any better than the Irv Smith? What Albert O tier?
What about Gronk?
I haven't taken him yet.
It's fun to take him.
I just am really worried that he's not going to play.
Really? Yeah. So, he's going to play. He's Gronk. He's going to get out there and have some fun.
I'm a little worried.
Dallas Goedert already went.
Just what I've been hearing through the grapevines. I'm actually worried this time.
So on the cheat sheet right now for the next pick, it would have us looking at guys like. It would have us looking at Gronk. It would have us looking at Jameson Williams, Kirk Cousins. I don't know if we'd be looking
at Williams in this format. It's just a really tough draft. But he's already gone, I think. What are the wide receivers available? You want to hit the wide receiver tab for me?
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
Let's see here. wide receivers.
Actually, I don't mind. Hey, that wasn't so bad. So I think the top guy is one that like won't make it to us. I'll be surprised if like Rondale makes it to us.
You're sitting Rondale this early?
Yeah, you're not.
No.
Okay.
I think I would rather take your boy Jacoby Myers.
Really? Wow, yeah. That is slap in the face to Rondale Moore. Okay.
Well, I mean,
if you don't have Rondale Moore in the 120s, then you definitely need to be like having Zach Ertz as a top 100 player.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I'm just high. Like my projections are going to be higher than Marquise Brown on Marquise Brown than yours are. I think that's just
you have him as a top like 40 player.
I don't want to go up and I'm a little bit behind with filling this thing out, but I'll go up and tell you where exactly where I have him just here in a second. Okay.
Yeah. Let's. We can wait till we make our two picks. We have the long. Yeah. I would take Rondale Moore if he made it to us, but he won't. That's what I would do. I just think it's a good ADP value, and the offense is fantastic.
I would have Jacoby Myers, Jameson Williams.
Who has more ceiling? Like, I think Rondale Moore is the most ceiling. Jameson Williams went, by the way. He's long gone.
Oh, okay.
I personally would take Rondale Moore here.
But if you want to take Rondale, dude, if you want to take Damian Pierce, man, he's a guy that
I would take. We have three elite running backs left. We're just going to be taking two, like, kind of dart throwies in.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I would take Rondale here. Like, it's a good value compared to the tournament we're in. And he's the best part about him too is that he'll be good in the first half of the season. We're kind of waiting for Watson maybe to develop into his full role.
No, I get that. That makes
sense. So he kind of is a nice fit with our roster. Oh, you're going to have to like really just, you're going to have to hold me back though here in a second.
For what?
You know full well there's a running back I'm going to want to take. If you scroll down a little bit to like in the 140, 145 ADP, you'll see a name and you'll know exactly who I want to take.
Have I passed? It's not Hines.
Yeah, you already passed him. So, all right, we'll hold off till we get back on the clock. You're going to
have Michael Carter?
You're going to have to do your best to stop me from taking him.
Okay. Well, Jesus Christ. Okay. So, Freiermuth, Jacoby Myers both go off the board.
Devontae Parker, I can't decide if he's going to be the best player in the Patriots or the absolute worst, and there's no in between.
Hold on. So, I mean, who is it? Who's the running back?
I really want him on this team. So you're really gonna like again. You're gonna have to really like stop me from.
It isn't Michael Carter.
Rashad White is a really good player. So is Ronald Jones. He's a good value for us too.
Hold on, Rashad White is the guy you want?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Yeah.
I'm trying to get people to take the running backs I don't want. Because a couple times I mentioned the guy, and I noticed he's like snap gone off the board, and I'm just like,
Oh, I think I might know who you're talking about. We'll see. We only have two picks, so there goes Ronald.
Oh, he went. It was Michael Carter. Fuck, Michael Carter on this team would have been so good.
Okay, so Jarvis Landry, what do you think about taking? What do you think about here taking like? One of these rookies like Jalen Tolbert or George Pickens.
We can wait a long time on Tolbert. He goes like 190s.
Okay.
I think Parker's a nice fit here just for an upside play.
All right. You know he's going to have some spike weeks, right?
Yeah, that's kind of like it might be terrible. Like I acknowledge this could just absolutely blow up on our face.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so
I think like if it goes right, it could be just like a tournament winning. And the Patriots, too, in the playoffs – draw some pretty nice secondaries to attack in Vegas and Cincinnati in the first half of the playoffs. So, like, the finals at home against Miami probably won't be great. But, you know, at that point, maybe someone else can get us across the line.
There goes Albert O. I guess
at Vegas week 15 is really nice. Like, get us in a dome that first week. That's kind of nice.
Gronk already went. I'm getting behind here.
So we have a couple options of what we can do here. It really just kind of depends on what you want to do. So we eventually have to deal with quarterback too. And the nice part about the way this team's constructed is we have a bunch of options. So it really just kind of depends what you want to be doing with a Trey Lance type. We can go Ryan Tannehill. We can go Mac Jones. Or we can create a different stack. We can kind of look at the wide receivers and create something maybe with Daniel Jones if you want to go that direction as well.
Daniel Jones, but we don't have a
– Well, that's what I'm saying. We'll have to see if there's any of the Giants receivers left on the board and go in that direction.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if there are.
Okay. Okay, so the guys, the quarterbacks that are available right now are – guys like Tua, we got Trevor Lawrence still available.
We have some time. We should try like start to figure out what we want to do. Not too much.
Because there goes Justin Fields. I mean, somebody already took Kirk Cousins, right?
Oh yeah, he went like pick 100.
Okay. Let's see here. So and then we have just
wide receivers. Really, this is really about what the wide receivers are look like.
Rashad White just goes. Where are you on Tyler Allgeier, just out of curiosity?
I'm totally out. They signed – who did they sign up like last week?
Oh, it was – no one.
It was kind of a reach.
No one good.
That worried me because they signed him right after rookie OTAs.
It was just like, dude,
they signed him right after the rookies were in camp. That always terrifies the living crap out of me.
It was like Isaiah Crowell or something. It was like someone old and bad.
It was bad. It was someone bad, but it was like right after the rookies had just been there. And I was like, that's never a good sign.
DJ Chark just goes, Jahan Dotson goes. Where are you on David Bell? And man, is Pickens still available?
I assumed that we were going to take Tolbert if he was available.
Oh yeah. Well, hey dude,
he's not going to make it to us. Cause we just said that, but
you don't got to tempt me with a good time, Siege.
Yeah. I just, let's see who they just signed. I'm just looking. Damian Williams.
Yeah. Okay. So not quite Isaiah Crowell, but who cares about Damian?
I mean, he's probably better than Tyler Allgeier.
No, I mean, it just depends on what kind of role you want. You tell me they're going to put Damian Williams into the goal line over that big tank.
That terrifies the living crap out of me.
Okay, so there goes David Bell. So that's out of the question.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if Tolbert or Pickens makes it to us. I suspect those will be the next two picks. And then we get to have some interesting discussions on what the hell we want to do. Can you just look at the X button for me and just give me a look at the wide receiver options?
I mean, I don't know if Tolbert's going to fall. There goes Pickens.
This guy's going to take Tolbert. He should take a tight end, but he'll take Tolbert just to screw us.
He took a tight end.
We're taking Tolbert. Yeah.
Who did he take? Kmet?
Yeah, I mean, that's on his team. Like, he should have been taking a tight end there, so I don't blame him necessarily.
Okay, so Cole Kmet goes here. So we got Jalen Tolbert. Dude, we got Jalen Tolbert. I love it.
I was going to say, our wide receivers have actually turned out to be pretty good. I'm pretty okay with it. But
they're going to have upside. They're going to have upside. Dude.
Didn't have Zeke, and we had Damian Harris and a stud.
All right. Fair enough. Lesson learned. Maybe we'll get
It's really tough because like you're like, oh, this running back's good. But like that 6th through 10th round range, like there's always a back that falls every time.
Yeah.
Unless you're like in a draft with an auto drafter who's just like taking all the running backs and there's like 7 of them, you just end up getting value at that position.
I think I basically think that Zeke and Cam Akers should be moved down a couple spots on the sheet, so you're not forced to take those guys when you can be taking one of those Deontay Johnsons or kind of one of those guys. Not because I necessarily like those dudes better. Justin Ross goes off the board a lot earlier than I. Is he getting too much buzz?
That's a job. He goes like in the 190s.
Yeah. Has there been news about him or something? Or
he's tied with the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but has there been buzz where they say he looks good or something? Or
I mean, he's the most talented. Like, he's probably a better receiver than Sky Moore, if we want to be honest.
Oh, come on, Siege. Did you watch him for the last two seasons? I mean, I understand that he's been hurt, but I mean, you're thinking about freshman Justin Ross, dog.
And he wasn't bad. In his limited action, he wasn't. He was pretty good.
He had like 600 yards, something like that, dude.
It was all injury related. It wasn't talent related.
I don't. I mean,
it also isn't. It wasn't like a knee or a leg. It was a neck. Like I'm not in a head. Like I'm not exactly.
Are there any of these guys that we can start thinking about as like a QB2? I mean, I really think
we want to wait just a smidge more. Like, we're not in a desperate situation for a quarterback, too.
Okay, but then, so what else are we thinking here? I mean, I would be considering Tyler Allgeier for sure here, but I know you don't like him.
I think he's gone. Is he
gone?
I think he left. I think he went, like, right after we started talking about him.
Okay.
click the X button. No, I'm not
sure. This sheet has just been impossible for me. Yeah, I guess he went. Okay. What do you think? I mean, we're up in two picks.
Right there, actually. No, he didn't go. You're right. He's right there.
Okay.
I personally would just wait. Like, I think there's guys that are in the same tier as Algier, personally.
Okay.
You're going to go like 30, 40 spots later.
Josh, I don't understand why people take Josh Palmer. How, like,
okay, so I think we should take Tyler Higbee.
Higbee?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the thesis on Higbee?
That he's going to be a solid tight end in that role. Like, they played him a lot last year.
What's his bye week? Okay. All right, that's fine.
It's just a nice spot. Like, he's in a good offense. He's a good tight end, too. We don't have to take a third tight end with him if we don't want to.
We're out of the tight end business.
Right, we should be out of the tight end business here.
Yeah.
He's solid. Like, he's put up some decent scores. And, you know, like, they have Allen Robinson, Cooper Kupp. The wide receiver three is probably more in flux than it's been with this team. So there's a role for Higbee.
Are we going to make are we ever going to get to make a play on Keyontae Ingram, or do you just hate him?
So there's actually a running back there that I have strongly above Ingram.
Is it in that
same backfield? This might be a hot take.
Oh, hold on, Eno?
No.
Oh, Daryl Williams?
Yes.
Okay.
I think Daryl Williams is that RB2 there that you want.
Well, I mean, I have Ingram everywhere. So if we want to make this a Daryl Williams team, I'm fine with that.
But we have a ways to go there. Like, if Daryl Williams goes and we have to take Ingram, like, they kind of go hand in hand right now because they don't have him updated on Atlanta or on Arizona yet on the site. So there's a bunch of backs like that. I think I'd rather figure out what we're going to do at quarterback first.
Okay.
I like Bus too. I'd probably do that first, but I don't know if he'll make it to us.
Is Daniel Jones still out there, or does somebody take him?
So, but again, we don't have a Giants receiver. Like, we probably should do something with
correlated. He's been taken anyway. All right, okay. So let's
look at the quarterbacks and just kind of see like who we can correlate with. So
Matt Ryan's still out there. Maybe we can
do Tannehill or Mac Jones.
Matt Ryan, Paris Campbell.
Paris Campbell over Alec Pierce, huh?
Alec Pierce is taken.
He must have just won.
There goes Matt Ryan. Okay. So much for that. What about Tannehill? Is he gone? We can do
Tannehill. Or we can do Mac. I don't really have a strong preference there.
Oh, because we already have Devontae.
Yeah.
Well, I certainly like Mac Jones better than Tannehill.
I think Mac Jones' job security is probably a little bit better than Tannehill. And we've got Trey Lance. That would probably be the tiebreaker for me.
Oh yeah, it's the two guys that.
Unless you want to do Davis Mills, Nico Collins stack.
Well, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah, I don't understand why Nico Collins is like going in the 200s. I feel like I've missed.
I got him everywhere, man. Do you want to do that?
Kind of, yeah. If you're kind of on the same train with me,
we can wait
on Davis Mills. We can wait. We don't have to do that now.
But I think we got to do Nico pretty soon.
Yeah, we should probably just jump Nico. That's fine.
Okay. Cool. I love this.
We'll just jump them. Fuck it.
Yeah. So,
and then that way we have three options, and then we can take a look at some running backs. We don't have to necessarily force the quarterback.
What about your boy, Will Fuller?
I don't know if he's ever going to sign. Like, that whole Miami thing, like, really just got me bad juju.
No one's interested in him anymore.
I know. And you never really figured out what happened in Miami. And it's kind of one of those things that, like, you kind of feel like you're never going to find out. So, like, I'm a little worried that he just might be blackballed.
Some kind of – or just, like, just the situation, thing that they've kind of
– Yeah.
Okay, so Nico?
Yeah. Okay.
So, Siege, I mean, at this point, we got –
Yeah, we're out of the wide receiver business, too.
We got nine, yeah. So, we got nine. So we're done. Now it's tight end. So we got three.
Running back, and it's a second quarterback.
Quarterback, probably two runners.
We have a lot of options at running back. I think that this is a nice, strong area for running back right now. Someone needs to take Tyler Allgeier so he doesn't fucking take him.
It's can we agree that if he falls to the 16th round?
No, so we don't have to do that.
Brian Robinson, there goes your boy Fuller. Yeah.
I think this whole tier of running back is really strong. I'm not an Allegor guy, but like Gus Bus, Herbert, Darryl Williams, Ingram, I'm sure is right below that. Like, that's a pretty strong RB2 like tier. Even Mostert, I'm not on. Like, you know, if Chase Edmonds gets hurt for the millionth time, like, he's going to have a big role. Like, I feel like there's a lot of upside in this wide receiver, in this running back range.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you, man.
It's also why I've been like waiting on running back. So if I can get like two or three in that 6 through 10, then I'll come down here and grab two more. Like, one of these guys is going to be going in like the 100 range in 2 months. I just have no idea which one's going to be.
So if you want to go, right now,
someone's really about to take Tyler Allegor. Jesus.
There goes your Darryl Williams.
I'm not arguing with you.
Robbie Anderson, week
14 running back, and I still don't care. Like, we're taking him.
Yeah,
if he die this morning or something, we should probably just check that.
Yeah, we're just like any kind of news on Tyler Allegor at all. I don't think there is.
Do a quick Twitter search just to make sure.
Yeah, he didn't get hurt, tear an ACL.
No, not saying anything like that. So yeah,
pick 16.5.
After ADP, we have no choice.
How many after
40?
Oh gosh, man, that ADP is moved. That ADP is moved.
That's obscene value. We have no choice in the matter. We have to take him there. Okay, and I'm not even like just from like the tournament theory side. Like, if he's the answer, like we'll have him later than just about anyone.
Right.
In the tournament. Yeah.
No. That's definitely true. And of course, guys, we have only a few more picks left. But if you've hung around this long, and you're interested in playing in this tournament, you can go to underdogfantasy.com. Use promo code roster for 100% deposit bonus. If you're like me and Siege, you'll get addicted to them, and you'll end up playing. End up having like 100 of these things, and it won't matter because you can just look at them during the season. You don't have to worry about setting your lineups or anything like that. It puts in the best lineup for you.
It's the best thing when your DFS teams are doing terrible.
You can just go over to Underdog and just check out how all that's doing.
Yep, right? Pretty much. That's what I do every time. It's like, stages. Those are like, okay, how's DFS doing? Okay, that's not good. How's best ball doing? Okay, how's season long doing? And then if it's all really bad, like 1 week a year, it's just a disaster all the way through. It's like, all right, I guess I have no choice but to go to the bar.
Yeah, or to really, really go hard to get it back on Showdown, right?
I hate Showdown. I don't do that. But yeah, some people do that too. It's like, all right, we'll just shove to Showdown. Like,
yeah. All right. All right, but do you think Davis Mills with our next pick, right, to lock up that Nico stack?
I mean, it depends. Like, if we have – it depends what's available to us. Like,
I think we lock up the stack unless there's somebody that you're super like. Well, is there a runner that you're super honed in on? What's the quarterback
situation of the teams behind us?
Khalil. Okay, so let's see.
Five, so we're 17-8, right? Like he's got two. He's got two. Like, all the teams behind us have two.
Yeah.
So like, if we have two guys there, like we probably can just take the running back of choice.
Okay, well, which running back do you – I mean, for me, if I was choosing between Gus Edwards and Khalil Herbert, I'd go Herbert.
I just have to imagine that, like, we're not going to get a choice in the matter.
Yeah, and we're not. Khalil Herbert goes off the board.
I mean, there's also, like, did Ingram go already?
You're not into Keontae? Yeah, I thought you're not into him.
I just said, did Ingram go?
No, I don't think he went. No.
Like, I prefer Darryl Williams, but I don't necessarily mind that option.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would personally take Gus Bus over him, or Mostert. But
do you have a big conviction on that?
I mean, Gus Bus is the number two in a really running back heavy offense.
That's fine. Let's go Gus.
I don't know if more of a choice. But, like, oh, we should. He should take wide receiver.
No.
You have no wide receivers team. What are you doing?
What do you think?
I actually really like Hassan Haskins. Are you on the Haskins train?
Not that much. What do you think? Do you want to go with Keontae?
Let's go take a quarterback, and so I can have the time.
Mills?
Yeah, that's fine. We could take Mac Jones too if you want. I don't care.
Let's take Mills for the Nico.
All right, cool. So could I talk you into Hassan Haskins?
I mean, it's the final pick. What is the Hassan? What is it? It's just Deontay Foreman corollary. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. You don't think that if James Conner, who's more likely to get hurt than Derrick Henry, than Keontae Ingram?
No, but here's the problem. It still could be Darrell Williams if he gets hurt. Like, you're not – like, even if James Conner gets hurt, which, granted, I said even. Like, I should say when he gets hurt this season. Like, you don't know who it's going to be. Like, at least here, like, you kind of know what it's going to be.
Okay.
I mean, you could also make the same case for
Deontay
Foreman. You could make the case for Ingram. Like, I don't really.
You can make a good case for Zamir White.
What is the case for Zamir White? I got to be honest. I have no. Didn't they just sign like Drake to an extension?
Didn't they just sign what?
I'm pretty sure that Drake got his contract restructured and it's all like guaranteed. Like, he's not going.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. For me, it's more of a Josh Jacobs kind of deal, you know?
Yeah. I just.
Well, it's going to be up to us.
Like, one thing that we did not do in this draft, that just the way the board fell, is like, I'm normally very high on Raiders. It's very rare that a Raider does not come on my team.
Keontae Ingram.
Oh, I can't talk to Haskins.
Fine. Let's do Haskins. This will be this one.
Your one Haskins.
Yeah. This will be Haskins. All right. So there we go. There's the team. I like it. Trey Lance, Davis Mills, Zeke, Etienne, Gibson, Algier, Haskins. Diggs, Evans, Ayuk, Christian Watson, Robert Woods, Rondale Moore, Devontae Parker, Jalen Tolbert.
Tolbert is really nice. Tolbert is – I don't understand why Tolbert's going that late.
Kyle Pitts, Tyler Higbee. So it's good.
It's a good squad. It's a good squad.
Yeah, see? I mean, what do you think?
I think we made one mistake, but
– this the one thing that you told me. Hey, Zeke, Siege, what are the chances that – that Tony Pollard outscores Zeke this year?
30%.
30%? That's all? No faith in your boy?
I mean, there is. I mean, I just took – if you just took Zeke, I want to be positive, right? Okay.